Hello, hello, Lightyear. You scoot, you had your turn.
Hello, Lightyear.
You scoot, you nice and quiet while you had your turn.
No, Lightyear.
It's the left ear.
It's Vatuna.
Hello, right ear.
Hello, Lightyear.
This is episode 145. You're gonna be next. Left ear.
This is episode 145.
This is episode 148.
45.
Crash.
48.
145.
145.
168. This is hour one of two. Let's try again. This week, episode 145. Dirty cheese.
Episode 25.
145.
You're against one. Dirty cheese. Dirty cheese.
This week we talk about beer assembly.
This guy don't have a little bit of bad time with everything.
I do.
This week. Sorry, this is hour one of two.
This is hour one of
the problems of sand furniture.
Beer assembly.
The problems of sand furniture.
The problem of sand.
The problems are sand.
Oscar. Sand furniture.
And let's not. And Silky Smooth. And Silky
has
Smooth.
Blog money. And has Silky blog money. Smooth has blob moves. Oh
and the God. Sand snowman.
Blob mommy.
And Silky Smooth.
Blob money.
Blob money.
Dog.
Okay, we're going to try this all again. This is episode 145.
Hey, Oscar.
Our. Well, you're going to be in there. I'm just doing it straight through so people don't get so confused.
Blob money. I can't say it.
You're going to be right here, okay?
Blobby.
Hour one of two. This week we talk about beer assembly, the problems of sand furniture, and Silky Smooth as blog money. You can find us places. Yeah, we'll do it. I'm listening.
Blog money.
I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, left ear.
Goodbye, lady.
Oh, left ear.
No, lady.
This is your left ear. Don't be confused, folks. Listeners, this is your left ear.
No, it's
right here.
Broadcasting?
Are we broadcasting?
We're throwing chicks around from the 40s.
I get it. Whoa.
It's weird, dude. Why can we hear ourselves?
I don't know. Is that bad?
That can't be good, can it?
Now can you hear me?
Well, yeah. No.
Hear you.
Yeah.
It is.
You didn't hear me?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's weird that we said the same thing.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Don't seem to be
loud and clear. One time. I'm auditioning for the Fugees.
You're doing well.
Thank you.
I wonder how much you hear the heat.
It can't be worse than any other background noise that...
I'm curious, I still haven't listened to, like, a full show with the this
match. Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. How's that?
Just find out eventually. What, next show? Fireside was old one.
Nope, next one is, Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, Boston... What's that place? Stroker?
Boston Stroker. I was going to make the same joke.
Yeah, I think that's word for it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I hope that's how they started out.
Like, hey, we might want to get rid of this R sometime.
No, that they were just originally a handjob hut.
Oh, sweet.
And they took their handjob money and put it into a coffee shop. Handjobs were down.
Do you think they added coffee? Like, they, like, started, they're like, hey, we're handjobs are down. We need to add some coffee to this.
Handjob sales are low this month. I bet these people could use a cup of coffee on their way out.
Took the egghead.com presents method and went with coffee.
How's that?
Welcome to Snort Coffee. How we just started drinking coffee.
Oh.
We didn't stop hand jobs.
Don't worry. It's still alive and well.
But like Boston Stroker, they moved on to coffee because it was a wise move.
Always. More addictive than hand jobs, somehow.
Is that true? There's no way coffee's more addictive than hand jobs.
I don't... You can't make your own coffee. Yeah, well, I mean, nobody's growing their own coffee, but you can grow your own hand job. Self-inflicted. So, yeah. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Live from the parlor.
Nice.
Is this a parlor or a sitting room? I'm, you know.
I'd say it's a sitting room.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Live from the sitting room. For the first time from the sitting room.
Nice.
The egghead.com compound.
No longer relegated to the carriage house.
Nope. It's nice and toasty warm.
Hell yeah.
Not nearly smoky, but.
It's true. It's true. Which is kind of sad. Recording seems like a good excuse to smoke a ridiculous quantity of cigarettes.
Yeah, I think so.
But, yeah.
I smoked 3 in the past, like, hour before I got here.
Really? Just in preparation?
Yeah.
I need to get my nicotine levels up.
Like an appetizer, I guess. Stretching your belly before you're about to eat a good meal.
Yeah. Gotta stretch your lungs before you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes over the course of an hour and a half of recording. Yeah, or fill them up, as the case may be.
Like, stretch them.
Alright.
Me and Silky Smooth, hi.
Hello. I'm excited.
First Thursday night recording, huh?
Oh, that's true, too.
That's crazy.
It has to be the first Thursday, right?
We've only done Saturdays, right?
Yeah.
Have we done any other day?
I want to say Fridays, but that may or may not be true.
I don't know. Weird. Indeed. What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm excited to be recording, just because.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The trucker lifestyle has taken me out of the podcast lifestyle.
It's bullshit.
I know it.
Bullshit.
Well, maybe I'll be a hops farmer soon, so I'll take
grow some hops?
Yeah. Sure.
What's up with that?
I just kind of learned about the existence of growing hops, and it looks pretty fun.
How did you assume they came about before that? Like,
I figured they did, but I never considered the possibility of growing them myself.
Oh, okay.
Especially me not being a big fan of beer, particularly, or alcohol in general.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not opposed. Yeah. I just like meh, you know, it's out there.
So hops, what would you do with that?
Sell it to people who do drink beer or grow beer. Assemble beer.
I like grow.
It's So, yeah. Again, just learned about this a couple hours ago.
Really?
So.
Recently?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So, it's really in its infancy.
All right.
But,
check your show notes. Don't check your show notes. The fewest link I can put on the show notes is the best.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind putting
You're doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job of it. I think the last one I looked at had one. I'm like, well.
It's a pain in the ass.
Is it?
It's really not that big a pain in the ass. It's just, it's time consuming. And I get,
sure.
Like, I get distracted.
Sure.
And there's, like, do your own Googling. That's all I'm doing most of the time.
Oh, I mean.
Whoever's looking at show notes, if you want to learn about something, look it up.
Yeah, look it up. I don't know why they got to depend on you to.
Yeah, jerks.
Yeah, fuckers. Stop being jerks. You carried them these first couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
So. Which is kind of fucked up, dude. What, 2 years of podcasting?
Three deep recording, I think.
Really?
If we're on 134 this week.
Of that, of that's actually up?
Yes.
That's and into, well, into the third year. Okay.
So we're probably uploaded at 140, 142.
Hours worth. Okay. Well, and that doesn't count all the time going long.
In the can. There's another, like, not in the can, I guess, as much as, you know, recorded.
Yeah. But it's you do shove them into your ass after.
Well, yeah.
So they kind of are in the can.
Yeah. Gotta be another 10, 12 hours at least, if not 15, 20.
Are you sure? How's the backlog going? Because you really only got... You just finished up the Fireside Chats.
Boston Stroker is the next one. Right. That's probably 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that went that long. Is there a then? Is there any more? Oh.
Yeah, we did it here that you showed up for.
That's right. For the first...
In the carriage house.
12 minutes.
And then Bro Hug It Out Bro, which is some crazy shit.
What's that?
Just Joel and Bobby talking shit to me about dating and all that. Like my viewpoints on a bunch of stupid shit like that.
On that recording session?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like the last fucking 2 hours of it.
Wow.
That's crazy. We'll see how it goes.
Is that the last recording session?
I think so. Which would have been December, I think. 2011.
Wow. Okay. So there's been... Right. There's a full 2 months that the world doesn't get to hear from you.
Well, the sound of me itching my ear.
With the mic? Because that's what I just did.
click, click. No. Wow. November.
Wow. There's 3 months.
Yep.
3 complete months without...
We started this show on March 1st.
Nice.
2012. Yeah, we're going to be out soon. I don't know how much is here. 1, 2, 1. No idea.
Is that Boston Stroker?
I think so. No. Oh, fuck, I don't know. No idea. And Boston Stroker might sound terrible, too. I'm not sure.
Right.
Like, levels looked really low when I started looking at them.
Huh.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, you wanted to run through some backlog of shows. There you go.
I guess so. Sweet.
I gotta admit, I enjoy listening to a podcast the more recent it is. It seems
really?
More relevant. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why. But then again, a lot of shows like actually reference something
in
that's going on in the world, and we kind of work pretty hard to avoid that. Makes these more timeless.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I don't know if we work hard to avoid it.
Oh yeah, I think we do. We don't look up any topics.
No,
we don't talk about anything that's in the news.
No, we haven't done that.
So,
but we've talked about shit that's just happening.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit true. Yeah, so I've since last recording, pretty much listened to the first podcast that wasn't ours.
Okay.
They're interesting.
Yeah,
I enjoy listening to podcasts.
What What show?
What
show was the first show you listened to?
The first podcast I listened to?
And
that's other than ours?
Yeah, sure.
Would be probably Mates, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Nice.
Yeah, which I think was a pretty high bar to start out on.
That's probably true.
It was kind of... I've been let down pretty much by every other one since then.
To an extent, yes. I can see that.
Yeah. I don't even know, does Mr. Jonathan Katz's...
I don't think he does it.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that counts as a podcast somehow. It's just more of a show.
I think it still counts as a podcast, but just in a, maybe a done podcast.
All right. It's like funny as hell, though.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. Hey, we're back. Is that pretty good, Dr. Katz impersonation?
I'm the guy who likes to say,
hey, we're back. So, yeah, it's been good to me, but I've pretty much worked through all of those.
Nice.
So, I listened to, see, and I can't keep these two apart, Anonymous Trio, and which I actually, and I guess I can keep them apart because the other one was Walking the Room.
Yeah.
Which I did not care for.
I can see that.
Just, I think I told you this. I think those are the guys that listen to a lot of Opie and Anthony. And so they're
Walking the Room?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, not those?
No. Oh. No, you were talking about somebody else, like Food or something.
Food, I thought sounded a lot like Mates, which surprised me that they had come out first. It seems like they had taken a lot of the jokes. I only listened to a couple of Walking the Rooms, okay. So.
Those are, like, legitimate comedians.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder then.
Yeah, but it's a crazy show.
Who I was listening to. Anonymous Trio is pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I found those gentlemen to be entertaining. I'm going to save one for last, because I've got probably more to say about it.
All right. Keep talking.
Then the other one I've been listening to is Oh Yeah, Dude. Seth Romatelli. Is that right? And Jonathan Lariquette. from Night Court, Mr. Jonathan Lariquette.
Say that again.
Mr. Jonathan Lariquette from Night Court and Other Fame.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Old dog.
He sounds much younger than I remember.
Yeah, something's going on there. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
He seems to have a younger persona.
Seems to. I agree. I haven't really thought about it, but yeah, I agree.
All the power to him. It might be just the technology of the internet. He's kind of euthanized himself.
I've got to imagine. Wow.
That cracked me up.
Nikkor made him some money, though, right? So maybe he just got that the Benjamin Button fucking treatment. What's that? What's that procedure called?
Euthanized.
Okay.
Yeah.
When people get euthanized. Okay. I thought it was something else.
I think so. I think. Okay. Buttonized?
Huh?
Is that it? Is it
no,
buttonized?
No, it might be euthanized, but I thought that was something else because I've totally heard euthanized before.
Yeah.
I've not heard buttonized. That's stupid.
Okay. Alright. So that's a pretty good show.
It's not bad.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it took me a few episodes to get into it. I don't know if maybe I caught bad ones or just, you know, it seems like you got to get to know the personalities of people on the shows before they become pretty good to you. And, but that's
Seth on there is a funny dude. Like, he comes up some funny shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They both do. I think I enjoy Mr. Lariquette more.
He's probably, I can see him being more your style, certainly.
Okay.
Like, he's more of a hippie dude and, Mr. Romatelli is more straight laced and like,
yeah.
We're not gonna hear this.
So that's been pretty good.
Whoa.
What?
Okay, we are gonna.
Huh?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of those have you listened to?
Probably 25 or so.
Nice.
So, yeah. No more than that. I went through 33 of them and then another probably five before that. So probably nearing on 40.
Yeah.
And pretty good. Some mostly new ones and then some old ones too.
Right on.
Oldish. Not like old, old.
Yeah.
160s and then two somethings, whatever they're up to. Or three somethings, whatever they're up to now.
Yeah. Three. 12.
Okay. I think I have to look and see what my newest one is so I don't download it again. I guess that's one advantage of trucking is I can listen to a lot of fucking podcasts. Yeah. That's got something going for it there.
Way more than I do at this point.
Undisturbed and...
Are you in spots that you can get Wi-Fi that you can download shit on a road?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't stop for McDonald's or anything and...
Man,
get that shit up.
Fucking McDonald's internet sucks so bad. It's as slow as my
I believe it, I guess.
Whatever they call my internet. What do they call that? It's not broadband, that's for sure. It's narrow band.
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably narrow band.
Yeah, it's short lived. I don't think they're going it's not staying around long, I don't think.
Yeah.
So no reason to name it. And then one that I guess I kind of have the most to say about would be Mr. Mark Maron's What the Fuck podcast.
Yeah, not a bad show.
I think I disagree.
Really?
Yes and no. At first, I hated it. I do not like him.
Yeah.
He's really annoying on that show.
He's getting better.
Okay.
But
couldn't get worse.
No, he's like... I remember back in the day thinking he was funny when I'd seen him on TV or whatever.
Really? I have no recollection of him on television.
Not minding seeing him on TV, at least.
Okay.
But then, like, when I first started listening to the show, I'm like, this dude's ass bag, and just how many different ways can you be a jerk? But he seems to be growing in that respect and, like, being less of a jerk, basically, I think, which is good. But I can certainly understand it. Thinking he sucks.
Yeah, I can't say I thought he was a jerk, but maybe it's just the people I've listened to he's not been a jerk with.
Yeah.
I guess I can see the potential for that, certainly. But just, he annoys me. I don't know what it is. I find his voice annoying. That doesn't help anything.
Yeah.
And then they are always talking about, like, oh, the old days of comedy and all this shit. And it's like, whoa, dude, you're not that old. Like, and then I gotta admit, it gave me some like, wow, I'm kind of old perspective because they're talking about back in the 90s. I'm like, what the fuck? 90s were like 2 years ago. Oh shit. 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Son of a bitch. I'm old.
Yep.
So there's been a little bit of that. Yeah. Like they're like talking like, oh, back in the day, you know, in 95. Like, what do you mean 95? That was quite recently, but admittedly, that's 20 years ago now. Not 95 isn't.
I don't think it is. Your math is correct.
95, 05. Yeah, it's getting close to.
Right.
Which is kind of messed up in its own right.
Echo.
It is echoey.
Echo.
I can hear myself.
Can you hear me?
I can, unfortunately.
Can I hear you?
Yes.
I.
Maybe the worst.
I don't know. You might get some feedback here, folks. Yeah, you did. All right. Let's try that.
Really?
Well, my shit's not coming in, I don't think. I think I'm always quiet. Whoa.
Do we risk a pause and play?
Huh?
Do we risk a pause and play? Oh, it went away.
I think we're all right. Yeah.
Oh, you wanted it to go away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're good.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't all that. But anyway, so that's been kind of annoying worries, like... All this old school talk.
And yeah.
I guess maybe I'm just not interested in that. Like, or maybe after one or two podcasts, I'm not interested in it.
Sure.
But the guest makes a huge difference.
Some of the guests are pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's definitely what he's got going for him on there. Yeah. I guess, and the other side is that I'm shocked that is probably the most popular podcast out there.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know the numbers, but it is seemingly the most popular podcast out there.
I'm assuming
and maybe
hundreds of thousands.
Do what?
I'm assuming hundreds of thousands of downloads a week.
More than that, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, that's my guess.
What do people pay for it? That's the other thing, is I'm shocked that anybody has paid for a podcast ever in history.
For old shows, you pay $10, I think, for any of them.
For an episode?
No, for any of the episodes.
Oh, for all of them?
Yeah, you get a $10 app for your phone or
get
a subscription or whatever on the computer.
All right, well, I feel a little bit better about that because I figured $1. I mean, nothing can cost less than $1, so.
What, $1 an episode?
Yeah. So if you got to pay something, you're going to pay $1.
I think that's the Car Talk model, like the old shows that they have.
Oh, really?
$1, yeah.
Okay. Which seems pretty reasonable to me.
I'm not going to pay a buck to listen to a show, I don't think.
No,
I might pay $50 for some merchandise down the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like just to donate money.
Yeah. I kind of want something for money.
Do what?
I kind of want something, even if it is, like, I don't mind buying an overpriced t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, that cost you $5 to make and I'll pay $25 for it.
Yeah.
And fully consider my additional $20 to be a donation. Cause I'm not going to go make my own shirt.
Yeah.
Which I guess I could, like my own, dude shirt. Like, see?
You did it.
So, that's, I find that interesting. And then has advertisers on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's making probably pretty decent money.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming once I get up in the episodes that he will quit bitching about money.
No, he doesn't bitch about money.
Seems like he kind of has.
Like, he might have in the past. I don't remember. Okay. But, yeah, he doesn't bitch about money now.
Okay. All
right. Not that I think he is doing all right now.
All right. Because I might kind of get the sense that I don't like people who bitch about money who make significantly more money than me. That's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Listen to the one with Russell Peters. I'm kind of in the middle of that. That's a very interesting one to me.
Yeah, what the fuck? That dude's like, do you know anything about him?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you find him funny?
I remember laughing at his comedy.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to listen to XM, and it was a name that stuck out with me.
Was he there as just like a guest, or
just a stand-up?
Okay. I haven't seen a lot of his stand-up, but I haven't found a lick of it funny.
Really?
He seems like a decent dude. I've seen him on some fucking show where it was like an interview of him or whatever.
Okay.
Or a day in the life, maybe, with the dude that made that fucking McDonald's movie. What it is.
Oh, okay.
But he seems like a cool enough dude on that or whatever, just as a person, but the stand-up just seems stupid. I don't know.
I haven't listened to it for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
I can't really tell you what my opinion is, but I remember having a positive opinion of him.
Yeah.
And then listening to the show, I have a significantly more positive opinion. Like, he seems like a really cool, nice guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And,
appreciative of where he's at and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And kind of making funny of fun of himself for having a ridiculous quantity of money.
Yeah.
Like, and he even said he doesn't think he's that funny, but.
Yeah.
Or that he's that good. And because I guess he was, last thing I can remember is he said Patrice O'Neill says, you're funny, but, you know, you're not that funny. And he's kind of like, you know, I know. I don't get it either.
Yep.
As he's pulling up in a Bentley is what he said. And like, a fucking Bentley?
Yeah. It'd be crazy.
So, what's that, $100,000 car?
Probably more than that.
More than that?
Yeah. I mean, a good one.
Oh, no, he's in a Rolls.
Yeah.
And that's...
More than that, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was funny, because he said, Ferrari, kind of a douchebag if you drive a Ferrari, but not a Rolls.
Yeah.
At least it's unique in its own way, if you're not an old guy driving an old, or a Rolls.
Ferrari's not that unique out there, though.
Right, that's pretty much what he's saying. Like, oh, you're like every other douchebag if you've got a Ferrari.
Yeah.
But if you've got a Rolls, that kind of makes you unique. Your dog is sniffing me. So, I guess my bitching about Mark Maron and what the fuck, I am enjoying it.
It's an interesting show because of that. Because I don't really like him that much either. And, the shows are still interesting. He still asks some decent questions.
Yeah. Damn it. Now, the more that I think about him, I know he pisses me off. Like, he asks some stupid questions, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll, somebody will, go on this big thing saying all this stuff, and then he'll kind of be like, yeah, and then he'll, try to elaborate on it or make some comment.
Go off on how it's dealing with his own shit.
Yeah. And then not only that, he completely doesn't understand at all what the person just said to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, wow. Which I guess is kind of funny in its own right, but I don't know how much of the more that I can deal with.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take this moment to piss off the most powerful podcaster in the world.
Sounds like he gets a fair amount of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good to know, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a good thing he has guests. Norm MacDonald was a good guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty interesting guy. Wouldn't have seen him as a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
I did think it was funny. He was like, so would you call yourself a degenerate gambler? And Norm MacDonald's like, well, degenerate kind of has a negative connotation. Yeah, I think it does. If you've gambled yourself broke three times, though, I think you qualify as a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
So, I found that interesting. Interesting how many comedians have addiction issues.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's a drunk or fucking, yeah.
Yeah. At least former.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, dog, scoot.
And it's kind of funny to hear one that wasn't a drinker or druggie, but was a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, if you're a comedian, you gotta fuck your life up somehow. At least for a while. And there are a bunch of sober comedians out there, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I assume if you're a former alcoholic or you are an alcoholic, whatever, that you're going to be annoying. Like, it seems to be par for the course. Like, you kind of have to keep reminding yourself of how...
You say if you are or if you were an alcoholic?
Well, they call themselves alcoholics.
Okay. You're saying
they're sober.
Alcoholic, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once sober people suck balls is what you're saying.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
More or
with
less. At least and the ones that have like a problem with it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not a sober person really, but I don't drink or, you know.
Yeah.
But I never have had a problem with it. So I think if I had, I would be really annoying about it. Just like former smokers, at least for a year,
yeah.
They really fucking suck.
Yeah.
So, and I think it probably has to do something with reinforcing themselves as to why that was so bad and they had such an issue with it. And
brainwashing yourself?
Yeah, totally. You have to keep reminding yourself by being an asshole to everybody else. Yeah. Yep. And all the fucking formerly addicted or whatever people, they still like dream about it in the sense that they're always talking about it.
Everybody wants to get high and like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They, you know, talking about how good the old days were or whatever and all this shit. And it's like,
oh, just drink less, dummy.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's really all it takes.
Right. But they can't. They can't. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. That's their problem. So. Yep. So if you have a problem with drinking or whatever, you know, kill yourself with it because you're just going to annoy the shit out of everybody if you don't.
It's a good call.
So there's a little advice to you, everybody. Don't take it personally or don't actually do it, but just know that you're annoying the fuck out of everybody around you once you sober up. Be aware of that.
Yeah, don't drink anymore. I'm not going to drink, you know.
Yeah. Doesn't make you that special. There's a bunch of people who don't drink anymore. So yeah, that's my take on all the podcasts I've been listening to.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if I said enough that Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, very fucking funny.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really good.
Yeah, it's a little short for my taste, I think, but...
Just the half an hour?
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
yeah. I prefer the ones where they go an hour.
Yeah, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
And when they get stupid, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they're not viewers, which I'm pretty sure they stole from us, but maybe not. Actually, I think I stole it from them prior to hearing them say it.
There you go.
I don't feel very guilty about that.
It's fucking brilliant. Like, that's such a simple, stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
And you can take up 5 minutes with it if you want to.
And they do.
Like, what the fuck? You guys are
every
geniuses.
Once in a while. Yeah. They're very good.
Holy crap. Good.
Yeah. I mean, they are professional comedians.
Yeah.
So. Or are they?
Something.
No, they're actors, I guess, aren't they?
I think, yeah. Yeah, comedic. They're definitely actors, but Michael Ian Black might consider himself a comedian. I don't know.
Okay. I am interested in buying his book just because. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're this funny, I bet your book's good.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, so. Yeah, it's a funny show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope they do more. I know they've got some out, but they are going to run out of snacks eventually.
There's no way.
I'd send them I've got a great snack that I invented that I'm kind of interested in sending them, but I think that they get so many that it might be missed, so fuck it, I'm keeping it to myself.
You're not going to tell the world on Snort Coffee?
No, sure. Snyder's of Hanover Nuggets.
Okay.
Dipped in Nutella.
Well, that sounds gross. That
fucking
sounds like
incredible.
Really dry and like...
Yeah.
You don't make some mint out of that with your mouth?
Just so good. Mm. So good. It's pretty much chocolate-covered pretzels, but way better.
What is Nutella?
It's...
Nutella?
Nutella. Nutella? I think Nutella? Depending on where you're from, Nutella, Nutella. I think if you're from the...
Nutella?
If you're from the... shit. The far north. If you're from the Antarctic, you go with Nutella. I think that's how they pronounce it, but...
Who says Nutella?
Those from Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
And way up there in the north.
Because it's just, you speak slower.
Yeah.
Say Nutella.
I thought that was funny, because I am aware that Antarctica is in the south, but I felt the need to point that out.
No, thanks.
Yeah. That our listeners here don't think I'm a complete moron. But yeah, dipped in that, it's like a chocolatey spread.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the nut part then?
Hazelnuts.
Oh, Christ.
And which, if you didn't know that, if you didn't read the bottom and says hazelnuts, you would have no idea. Of course, I don't know about you, but I have no idea what a hazelnut tastes like.
No, me neither.
It's kind of like chocolatey peanut butter, but it doesn't have any peanut butter flavor.
Well, that makes it sound a little better, I guess.
Yeah, it's a chocolatey spread. In a pinch, you can use chocolate frosting instead of Nutella.
All right, that sounds all right.
Yeah, but I have to say the Nutella is a better flavor overall than the chocolate frosting.
Hmm.
So, yep. Try it, people. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listening to the podcasts, I have noticed that they have a lot less dead air than we do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there are too many other podcasts with as much dead air as we're willing to accept.
Sounds a quiet time, man.
Yeah. And I think a little bit of that comes from we have, like, I don't know, I had no thought that anybody would ever listen to this. And so far I'm right. But
I think you get what you pay for, man.
Yeah, well, there you go. And they
are. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's quiet time. Just pretend you're in the sitting room with us. That's all you got to do.
I like it.
Why don't you speak up, jerk?
I like it. There you go. That was time for you to talk, people. Dude, they're like, as soon as they're finished with something, they've got something. And apparently they've got piles of show notes
to
go with.
Both, like, there's a table full of show notes that Seth looks at, and Jonathan's holding a pile of cards, typically.
Okay. Can pick up at any time and just like, oh, lol, new subject.
Yep.
Did we come up with the Ask Abby or whatever that they do? Didn't we do that on a show?
I don't know. Did we?
I don't know. I thought we did.
With the comics shit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a great premise for
something.
And I think it's interesting they have all these go-to things.
Yeah.
And that's really funny because, to me, I think it's what everybody does. Whenever you read, if you were to ever read Ask Abby, you read it and you give your own advice in your own head. And then you read the advice of the columnist and you see how fucked up they are. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? No. Yeah. So that's entertaining. That's entertaining. So we should do more of that.
All right.
I don't know if it's ripoff, but I don't see that as being a prosecutable ripoff, as though that was to happen. We're suing Snort Coffee.
Yeah, be sweet.
Over the use of somebody else's article. But the reoccurring bits is kind of fun. If you listen to a lot of a show, I enjoy the reoccurring bits. Maybe that's the only one that does it that I'm aware of, considering I listen to four or five podcasts.
Have you listened to this show where I try to get little ways to be an asshole and fucked up ways to kill people and like...
Yeah. And do we poo-poo it?
Everybody's got fucking bits, dude.
Do they?
Yeah, everybody's got bits.
Do we...
At least any show that's like punks just talking shit do, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Fucked up ways to kill people. I, at first, it was very anti, but for what it has evolved into, I think it's
fucking wonderful.
Very entertaining. At first, I'm like, I don't know, man. This seems like a lawsuit in the making right here. But then it evolved into, what the fuck? Didn't we have killing people with a pothole or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
That one's funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah. So I've got one for you.
Do you?
Yeah. Sweet. And I think it's going to be difficult.
Okay.
So. Soup. You can't poison it. That's not fair.
All right.
You can't drown them in a vat of it because we've, you know, using large like quantities
from,
of the object.
Yeah, dropping it from a plane.
Right.
Okay.
So now you got to kill somebody with soup.
Oh, what about slipping on it?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Can you? They slip on it and then slam their head against something. Is that killing them with the soup? If the soup wasn't there, they wouldn't have slipped.
Right. Can they crack their head open on the pan?
Oh, man, no, on the can of soup.
On the can of soup? Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was thinking homemade soup, but...
Soup not on the floor at all.
Okay.
To slip in.
All right.
They just fall. I can't know. It's got to be the soup, right?
Right. Right.
Can't be
the can. You were just making an argument for whatever they slip in is what killed them, which I'll buy.
So the soup is on the floor.
Yeah. In that case.
It's kind of a cheap way out.
It is. It's a difficult one. I don't know what made me come up with it, but I admittedly couldn't come up with a satisfying answer.
Can you force somebody to bong, like, crazy scalding hot soup?
I think so. I
think that'll do it.
Yeah. God damn. Could you imagine?
500 degree, like almost vaporizing soup.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
It has to be like cream of potato where it's like it'll stick to you also. So that would fuck you up.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Ouch. That is not a good way to go.
Can you kill somebody that way? Like you could totally burn them from the inside like crazy, I think.
I'm sure. Yeah. 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 Boil their innards with hot soup.
Oh, boy.
That seems...
Yeah, that would totally do it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the heat or the soup that killed them, but...
Gross.
Ouch.
Well, that's a good point, then. Is it fucked? Because it can't... If it's the heat that's killing them? Or is it because it's hot soup?
But it seems like everything that we've come up with for fucked up ways to kill people, it requires something else. Because typically, your pothole is not deadly. But if you bury somebody up to their forehead in it, then yeah, it becomes deadly. Or, but never mind.
It was a really big pothole.
Really big pothole.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely the pothole that did it. I can't think of other ones that we've used.
No, me neither.
Okay. So soup. Be careful, people. If you see somebody with a fucking boiling pan of soup and a beer bong, you are in trouble.
How about some weirdo in an igloo that stores soup high on a shelf? In a block, a frozen block of soup.
Nice.
Falls off and crushes their head.
Nice. Nice.
That'll work too.
It will. That would be a real benefit of living in the Arctic.
Just sticking frozen blocks of whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't need cans, motherfucker. Yep. This is self-contained. Just a shelf of random blocks of food. Wonderful. Yeah.
Soup.
And I got a new bit for you.
Oh.
All right. Shit you don't need.
Boy, you're looking at it. Okay, what's the premise?
All kinds of new shit is constantly coming out.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Fucking, okay, yeah.
Not everything. To mention that there's old shit, too, that you don't need.
Yeah.
But even if we just keep it to new shit you don't need, but there's old shit you don't need too. That people like, they, advertisers are out there to convince you need this, or even that you want it, but
yeah.
You don't
That's
need
like
this.
Everything on the planet, I though, know. Isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Short of a nice, comfy couch, chair,
Sand can do that if you do it right.
What's that?
Sand can do that if you do it right.
That's true. But man, you'd be a hell of a time vacuuming if your house was just like sand everywhere. You just piled it up in the corner for a chair or a couch. Fucking would suck. Like nobody would get it on.
Oh yeah, totally. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This bed is rough.
And my cock is thoroughly chafed.
You just fucking pour lube on you the entire time. Shaking it out.
Lube stock has gone through the roof. I don't know, man. I think wouldn't all the sand just get caught in the lube? It'd be like wet sanding instead of just regular sanding. Right.
Yep.
It would somehow be worse.
It's a little cooler, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Gross. Okay, never mind the sand couch. Yeah, I don't, like, you don't need anything, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You can... Shit's boring, but, like, you can keep yourself busy, all
right? Right. Without all the shit?
Yeah.
Or you're saying you need all the shit to keep yourself busy?
Yeah, that's the way it is now. But, like, yeah. I could go do other stuff and be busier and more productive in my life if I didn't have a comfy couch to sit on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Everybody should kill their TV. I think that was like a movement back in the day.
Yeah.
Kill your TV movement.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah. Like, that's, everybody should kill their TV. What a fucking waste of time.
My TV's pretty nice, dude.
No doubt. I'm not that addicted to TV. I don't really watch much television.
No, I don't watch TV at all, so.
Yeah. But the computer's become the new TV,
I still don't do anything. I just don't watch TV.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really count, I guess.
Yeah. People would get so much more shit done. The world would probably be a significantly better and more interesting place.
People wouldn't be nearly as much assholes.
Right. You'd, like, actually see people outside. That'd be kind of neat.
Hi. Did you see that? Oh, never mind.
They'd have nothing to talk about.
See that bird? A bird. Something.
Sweet bird. Nobody'd be lying to you constantly.
Lying to you constantly?
Yeah, that's pretty much what the TV is all about, right?
Is it?
Yeah. It's a vehicle for lies.
Wow, okay.
About shit you don't need.
Okay.
That they need to convince you that you need.
Sure, yeah.
You've got politicians that just, they lie to you about whatever they need to at the moment.
Yeah.
News people.
Liars.
Yeah, pretty much just lying to you constantly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Like, I'm going to go with 15% of what they have to tell you is the truth.
Yeah, being a little generous.
It might be. Weathermen?
No, what they believe to be the truth, maybe 15%.
Okay, all right, I'll buy
that. And that's the individual reporters, not who the story came from.
Okay.
The story that people came from, like 2% are telling the truth, all
right.
I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. So, yeah, only shit that I could think of that you don't need that off the top of my head is big fucking diamonds.
That's pretty crazy.
It is.
Yeah, unless, like, you're really cutting something. Like, you really need to cut something.
There you go. Exactly. Industrial use? Yeah, no problem. Like, I'm down with that. Cutting shit's cool.
Could you make a kick-ass prism out of it, a diamond, though? Like, what if we could focus some mirrors on a thing?
Make a nice rainbow?
Like a big crazy one, though, yeah. Like,
or just like super focus the sun so
yeah,
they can
exactly.
then like
yeah.
run a big generator off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be nice. That'd be a very good use of it. But
is that what they do with like lasers and shit?
Oh, you think diamonds are used in
maybe
to focus lasers?
I don't know.
If my Bond education is correct, I believe that's true.
Yeah. All right.
But if you're just going to put it in a ring and put it on some chick's finger, that's asinine.
Seems a little weird.
Yeah. Now, I mean, my wife has a small diamond ring, and I see that as fulfilling the tradition and, like, being acceptable. Like, $500, maybe more than that, but not, you know... I don't know what, and that's a pretty small diamond.
Yeah.
A third of a carat, I'm going to say, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
That's pretty small.
Yay big.
Yeah, a little smaller than a racquetball.
About my thumb girth.
Yeah. Okay. Girth and width, if you... Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
So, yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Very low quality, though, for, for the $500 to $800 range. It's more coalish. It will be a diamond at some point, you know, given enough time. So, yeah, if you bought a $300,000 diamond, fucking shoot yourself in the head, please. Make the world
crazy.
A little bit better of a place.
Well, whatever, but it's silly. You could certainly be doing cooler stuff with 300
exactly.
grand.
Exactly. You could just be doing way cooler shit. Get fucking creative, people.
You could do some shit with 300 grand, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that money and buy your future wife a company or something.
That's not a bad plan.
A
yeah.
small company.
Like,
yeah.
you don't really even have to do anything but watch it and, like,
right, right. And enjoy and yeah. go visit and
yep.
you know that you've got, you know, a handful
free
of people
pie.
Employed. There you go.
Yep.
Now you've got a bakery, a pie company. Lemon meringue, blueberry. What do you need?
Strawberry pie. I would like a strawberry pie, please.
Rhubarb also? Strawberry rhubarb or just straight up strawberry?
Just strawberry.
Okay. Okay.
No crust.
No crust? All right.
Hold the crust.
No problem. Just the top crust or just
all
no,
the crust. No crust.
Yeah, just
no
the crust. Edges.
86 crust. We are out of crust.
All right.
Strawberry pie.
Okay. So pretty much strawberries and goo?
Strawberry pie.
All right.
Hold the crust.
Okay. So I just pretty much need a pie pan, some strawberries. And some of that red goo?
Ragu? I don't want any of that, I don't think.
Okay, all right.
Wait, it's
hold
an
the
Italian ragu. Strawberry pie?
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, you own this company, man.
And
your wife bought it for you.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. Is that fucking you playing frisbee golf?
It's Joel playing frisbee golf.
All right. Man, frisbee golf is more fucked up than I figured.
It's crazy out there, dude.
I just figured golf course with... A pole that you were throwing a frisbee at?
No.
I could not hit a golf ball through those woods.
No. Yeah.
It seems no, as though I'd probably have an easier time throwing a frisbee through it.
Maybe not that, too. Uh-huh. It's hard. That course is really hard. Uh-huh. Like, lots of growth and, like, lots of crazy shit going on.
It seems like somebody was, like, getting ready to build a golf course, but they're like, man, it's going to be a lot of work moving
yeah.
these trees and shit.
Yeah, we can just leave all these weeds here.
Fuck it.
Hippies will
hippies don't care.
From 2,500 miles away.
We'll call it a frisbee golf course.
Dummies.
Haha, gotcha. Wow, man. You got updates available for your Santa clip you gave me.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm afraid to click on that thing because it'll open that program, which means I just got to leave it be.
Yeah. I've got several like that on mine. Like, yeah. updates are available for this. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. I don't trust your updates.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is that how, viruses work? Can you, like, yeah, this is a Microsoft update. Click on it, fucker.
Yeah, you can do that.
Really?
Like, they can totally fake you out. Yeah.
Okay. I got something that pops up on my Facebook pretty regularly about secure browsing and, like, I don't know, man. That looks like... I'm not going to click on that.
The ones on Google, you're probably all right. Like, on Chrome, we're probably all right. If it
okay.
comes up at the top and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. like yellow or something. Kind of yellowish.
Maybe. No, no. It comes up only in Facebook. I'm not sure if it's an advertisement or not.
Oh, that's weird.
So, I don't know.
Fucking Facebook, dude.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Not at all, huh?
I put the show up there. That's about all I do. I'll occasionally look around, but not very often.
I play stupid games.
Yeah. See, you're getting all kinds of spied on and shit from that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. It's pretty interesting. Like, I thought about, I need a pottery studio out at my place, right?
Yeah.
I need a building of some sorts.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to think about different ways to come about a building of some sort. And I thought, hey, one of those big ass shipping containers would be nice, right? Yeah. Start searching shipping containers on the internet, whatever, all this stuff. Now, every fucking email I write, every advertisement in every window is for shipping containers.
Yep. Thanks, Google.
Yeah. Which, I don't really care. I just find it more interesting.
I had that with scooters.
Really?
Yeah.
You got scooter advertisements
not,
out the wazoo?
Yeah, but not an email or anything like that, because I got email going through my own shit.
Okay.
But yeah, on the websites everywhere, all the Google ads were... scooter shit.
Nice. I think the interesting part is it takes, oh, 2-3 days, say, to get that stuff kind of rolling.
Yeah.
Like, you probably already bought what you were looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, guess what, Google? I mean, good job for you for selling it to people because, you know, somebody's paying you to put that shipping container advertisement up there. But if I was going to buy a shipping container, I might have already bought it by now.
Yeah.
And definitely all your ads for those shoes, I already bought my shoes 2 days ago. They're already being shipped. I'm not going to change anything now, you know? I've got my Adidas prickly sandals. They're already in my house. I'm done. Quit advertising.
Yeah, I don't know how, they should be trying to guess what you're going to look for next.
There you go. That's where the real money's at.
Yeah, but how do you, oh, fuck.
I don't know.
And the other part of that is nobody clicks on the goddamn ads, dude.
I don't think so.
Nobody clicks on that shit.
No.
So what the fuck? That's stupid.
I looked at my blog statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, in the past 2 years, I've racked up 16 cents worth of advertising money.
Well played.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It's my retirement account.
Yeah, where are you going to spend it?
What's that?
Where are you going to spend it?
My retirement.
Okay.
So, yeah.
On the future, huh?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm saving that.
All right.
So, they're going to cut me a check until I reach $100, apparently. I think it's going to take a while. I'm assuming there's some sort of large quantity of interest going on this money.
Okay,
so, but by the time I'm ready for retirement, even if I'm at the 16 cents now, by the time I'm ready to retire, I'm assuming $250,000.
Okay. I think it's reasonable.
So, yeah.
Can you pass it on to your kids? Like,
if I had some,
that might be worthwhile too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So I'm going to put it in my portfolio as $250,000.
All right.
When I go to,
that's a good move.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a mortgage to build a house at some time, maybe in the next year or so. I'm going to count that as assets.
Okay. I got $250,000 sitting there.
Yeah.
No big whoop.
Yeah, or it will be $250,000. I'll tell them that. It's nearly $250,000. It's well on its way.
No big whoop. It's from my blog advertisements. I'm a player on the internet.
Yeah, I got blog money rolling in. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk there, people. That was it.
Your turn.
That was your chance. How's your blog money doing? You racking up the big money like me? I've got 5 followers for my blog. How do I increase that?
Do more shit on it.
Yeah, that would probably help because I think I do have like 7 blog messages or whatever.
I don't know what that means.
Blog postings. There you go.
There you go.
So I got to admit, people coming there aren't, you know, they don't have much coming.
Do more shit on it and like treat it like a blog where you use other people's shit. Like that.
I've seen a lot of that. Like, oh, I'll just take other people's content and people will come here and like that. Fuck that.
No, like videos and shit though. Like you can go to YouTube and embed a video on your blog and then people
just links to are searching
for shit and they find your blog and then go look around your blog because they found that video there.
All right. Maybe I'll try that.
And if you have more than 7 posts,
that's going
to
help.
They might be inclined to stay and look around longer. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to admit, they can thumb through it pretty quick. Like, scroll. All right. I'm out of here.
It sucks, man. It's hard to, like, keep up on shit.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with egghead.com and fucking since, like, September of last year, I think. And that's only because it got hacked. And I was like, hey, this got hacked. Don't count on it working right.
Yeah. I don't even remember how to do the shit. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm like, I'm sure I could learn it again and probably learn it quicker than I did the first time. But honestly, it's just kind of off my radar. I've let all my websites expire. And,
nice.
Yeah, I've got like 2 websites left, I think. Another one I'm for somebody else. And like, that's it. That's probably more than I need. I finally got rid of XM.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I wish Joel was here. So
nice. Yeah.
He could celebrate with me. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't listened to it for several months. So,
wow. Yeah.
I figure that.
About time.
Yeah. Yeah. I pretty much had to pay for it for a 3-month period without ever having listened to it. And like, okay, I just wasted $50 straight up. Yeah. So I guess it's time to get rid of this.
Yep.
And so I did finally get, officially got rid of it.
I'm not that far behind on Netflix and Hulu. Like, the kids watch shit on Netflix, so that's good.
But yeah.
The Hulu I watch to basically get some network shows easier than just, like, put on VCR.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a bunch of money, dude.
Netflix? And Netflix is? That was like $8 a month?
Yeah, and both of them are, yeah, it's $16 total for the both of them. But okay. It's still, like, I don't use it that much. Yeah.
I guess I can't say anything. I was paying about $13, $14 for XM and not using it, so. Yeah. Pretty similar amount of money.
Well said.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do.
Thanks for listening. You can find us in the sitting room at the AGA.com compound. This is nice, dude. Like, it's comfy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Much better seating.
Yeah. Snortcoffee.com or at on Twitter. 937-501-1002 is the correct phone number. I think everything's working right.
Sweet.
I believe.
Calls been rolling in?
Yes.
All right.
It's no longer easy.
No.
But not. It's easier somehow.
Is it?
Yeah.
It works. That makes it easy.
501-1002, and it works. Does make it easier.
Yeah. 501-1002?
Yeah. 937.
937-501-1002.
What's your area code? Yes.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, definitely, people.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, people.
I got a little way to be an asshole.
Excellent.
Occasionally you need your car vacuumed out, right?
Yeah, especially right now.
Yeah, so you go to the coin-op job.
All right.
They got good vacuums, dude. Like, pretty sucky.
Hell yeah.
They're expensive, but they're pretty sucky. More sucky than shop vac, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a little bit of planning that goes into this.
All right.
Not much. Say you have the expectation to go vacuum out your car to a coin op tomorrow.
Okay. We'll say that.
Let's also say it's afternoon and not midnight or something.
All right. We'll say that also.
Lunchtime. Let's go lunchtime.
All right.
Just in case.
Okay.
Go store, pick up 2 gallon of milks.
All right.
Sit them outside.
Okay.
Especially if it's a good warm day. If it's not a good warm day, just sit them in a window somewhere that's getting some good sun.
Okay.
Goodness. Take them with you to the corn op.
All right.
And vacuum up.
Nice. All the milk?
All the milk.
All right.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could pour it on your floorboard in your car or whatever, but that seems weird.
I would. Oh, all
you right. would?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's kind of wash it.
It's a little way to be an asshole to yourself.
Man, my car stinks like milk now. Rotten milk.
That would be terrible.
Nice.
Okay, maybe plan to do it in the summertime. You're out washing
cars. So you're a little way to be an asshole to the guy who has to empty the...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be bad news.
Yeah.
Like real bad news. Especially with all the gross crap that's in there.
Awful. Oh,
it's going to smell fucking terrible.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to be like cheese.
Nice.
And it's going to be fucking like
dirty,
terrible.
Dirty, dirty cheese.
Oh, yeah. I bet you could sell it for something crazy, though. Like, oh, my God. It'd be so gross. Maybe more than a couple gallons of milk. You might need like 5 or 10 gallons of milk to really do it.
You know, those are big vacuums, but I don't know.
Good hot day.
Big the holding canister really is.
Sure, it's got to be decent sized, right? Decent.
I'm going to say 20 to 40 gallons.
20 to 40 gallon?
Yeah. Receipt holding canister.
That's probably about right.
Yeah. So if you're putting 2-3 gallons of milk in there, that's pretty significant.
Underneath all the gross fuzz and hair and like,
awful.
Oh, awful. My God. Food just stuffs.
I'd like for you to fill it up so much like... You know, once you like fill up your vacuum bag, it kind of starts spitting dust everywhere.
Yeah,
once like it's getting out milk right to that point where you're just spraying milk everywhere.
Oh, it's gonna be so gross.
Yeah, rotten milk everywhere. Nice, yum. little way to be an asshole indeed.
Yep.
Cool.
Gross.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah. I think taking a break at hours is also beneficial.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, to over-talk as much as...
Yeah.
Oh, but then again, it kind of fucks up the thing where you fade in and fade out on the ends and beginnings of shows, which
not
is
really
kind of enjoyable.
Not if we do it this way, and it's just... Yeah. It'll be fine.
All right.
It'll be a whole new conversation in about 2 seconds.
Exactly.